Well, Chase, the first question is, talk about your brainchild or where you got this idea for the endowment scholarship.
Well, I think just everyone here in donor services and with the university had always envisioned something like this, but just wanted the right time and the right person really to announce it. I was more than gracious to say yeah. They presented me with three or four ideas of giving back, and I asked them to do that. So Carly Northup over in donor services, the lead lady over there, just came up with an email and four or five things that were good. And I sat down, talked with my parents, talked to my agent about it. And this made the most sense just from the fact that it's getting my name out there and even more here in the university. And I'm always going to be connected here. This is where I grew up as a football player, grew up as a person, went to college here. Have a lot of good contacts here still to this day and very, very close to the coaching staff as well. So it just made sense. So.
And, obviously, you joked about it, half the roster is from Texas. You're from Texas. So talk about the guidelines and why that part of the scholarship is important to you.
Well, I think that the main part is it has the Lone Star State in the scholarship name. And obviously, we want the person to be from the state of Texas. That's just something where, me playing high school football in Texas, it makes sense. And if it could be a quarterback from the state of Texas, even better. But also someone who has a high GPA, above a 3.0 and a 4.0 scale, that would be my preference for it to be given. Obviously, I can't physically go out and pick who the scholarship is going to be to because it's an endowment fund, and it can also grow as well. I don't think that's what a lot of people know about it. It doesn't have to be just me donating to this fund. It can be fans writing a $20 check or a $150 check, whatever they please. If I do something, with the Saints, throw a touchdown pass in preseason, they see it, I want to write a $100 check to the endowment fund for Chase Daniel. Well, hey, do that. And it can grow into multiple scholarships, not just one given out every year.
Yeah, talk about that aspect of it and what this could mean for Missouri in terms of recruiting in Texas.
I think that it's just going to help. I don't think it can't help. With the way we recruit the state of Texas already, it's awesome. I mean, I tell you what, it makes me so happy in knowing that, hey, we had like 10 or 12 guys out of our class alone, my class alone, signed from the state of Texas. So that's huge for us and huge for the state of Texas as well, because the state breeds football players.
Talk about when you look at Brad Smith, you, Blaine Gabbert, opportunity to be in the NFL. I mean, that's three straight quarterbacks from Missouri. Just talk about the sense of pride you have in being associated with that group.
I have a lot of pride with that, just from the pure fact of that it's something that's really hadn't been done in a while. I mean, I was talking to Coach Yost about it, and we're, once Blaine gets drafted, we're going to be the only team in NCAA to have the past three quarterbacks on an NFL roster. I mean, that's unbelievable to me, and it's something that is a big selling point for the university. I mean, you look at Coach Pinkel's track record with quarterbacks and everything he's been able to do with it, it's been unbelievable.
Do you keep in touch a lot with Jeremy Maclin, Denario Alexander, your former teammates?
Yeah, absolutely. We try, and it's hard during the season, but during the offseason, I was texting J-Mac yesterday, asking if he's coming down to the game, and so we stay in touch.
Obviously, we talk about the NFL labor discussions that are going on, and I think sometimes people look at it, it's the billionaire owners and the millionaire players, but for guys like you that are trying to establish yourself, these are important discussions, and how close are you kept abreast as to what's going on?
Very close. Our team does a great job of keeping us up to date, and when I say our team, our player reps, John Sinchcom and Drew Brees for the NFLPA. So that's something that they've done a great job with, and obviously with this 7-day extension, we'll see what happens. But we're very optimistic, and we just want to play football, to be honest, and we want it to be fair. And if we can come to an agreement, that'd be great. And I know those guys are up in D.C. right now with D. Smith, the director of the NFLPA, and everyone that's representing us in the union is doing all they can to make sure that happens.
I know it's old hat. I don't know if you still think about it, but go back to that Super Bowl season. And when you reflect on your first year and how things kind of fell into place.
I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, you look at that and you look at everything that's been able to lead up to that in Saints history. And then also, to throw, me in there as a rookie and to win it, and to just, it's just unbelievable. I mean, you think Dan Marino doesn't even have a ring, and freaking Chase Daniel does. Who's that? It's something that I pinch myself with every day and try not to get too involved with it. But, cause obviously that's 2 years ago now. So we're looking forward to getting another one.
During that Super Bowl, was there a time when you're on the sideline where you're thinking about that, thinking, holy crap, I got a chance to win that.
You know, during the game, you're so involved with what's going on there. You don't really think about it. You know, after the first quarter, the jitters are gone, and it's just another football game. But it's definitely something to always remember. I mean, it's something that'll always be on my mind.
What have you learned from Drew Brees?
Everything. I mean, how to act, how to play, how to, you know, be a good person, even better person. I mean, he's taught me everything. He's taken me under his wing. He's like a big brother to me. So it's very helpful to have him around.
He's a great guy. You're a great guy. And stepping up and doing this for the university is great.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah, well, best of luck.
Thank you very much.